Hello, world.
I'm Pickle.
And I'm Aki.
And welcome back to
Make a Difference, Motley.
Today's episode is about palm oil and how we can stop it.
What is palm oil? Palm oil is an edible vegetable oil derived from the fruit of palm oil trees. You might find these trees in the U.S., but you can find them in tropical rainforests.
What's so terrible about it?
Even if you haven't heard of it, there's a good chance it's hiding in your cupboard and freezer somewhere. It's often used in peanut butter and ice cream. Palm oil is also used in soap and other non-food purposes, so you might be using it while washing your hands.
Anyways, in order to get palm oil, you have to ruin the environment and animals' homes. In fact, all three orangutan species are critically endangered because of palm oil ruining their homes.
The production of palm oil relies on child labor, and while we cannot change how it's made, we can change our buying habits as customers.
It can be used in instant noodles,
pizza dough,
bread,
margarine,
cookies,
chocolate,
ice cream,
shampoo,
lipstick,
and more, which is really, really sad. So there are some other things about palm oil, and here are some other horrible things it does. First, palm oil production is said to have been responsible for about 8% of the world's deforestation between 1990 and 2008.
This is because forests are burned to clear areas where people can grow oil palms, even if it's illegal.
Burning forests like this destroys the places where plants and wildlife live, meaning the area has less biodiversity.
Species like the orangutans, rhinos, elephants, and tigers can be affected.
All of this is just because of palm oil.
On the site health.harvard, there was an article published called "Doctor, is palm oil good for you?" And here is a little segment of it we would like to tell you.
So the question was, I was surprised to see an ad in one of my cooking magazines promoting palm oil as a healthy fat. I thought it was supposed to be really bad for you. What's the story?
The answer from the doctor was, palm oil is made from the fruit of the palm oil tree. It is one of the most widely produced edible fats in the world. The oil palm yields two types of oil. One is extracted from the flesh of the fruit, and the other is extracted from the seed, or kernel palm oil. Palm oil is consumed in many countries as vegetable oil, shortening or margarine. In the United States, palm oil accounts for a small percentage of overall fat consumption.
So that was some of the article, and we just wanted to share that with you. We have found 6 ways that you can avoid palm oil to, like, stop it so that, like, it's better for the environment. So number 1 is the most common name palm oil is disguised under is vegetable oil, which may sound surprising since some of us use it every day to cook and bake.
Number 2 is most prepackaged snack foods are made by corporate giants Nestle, Unilever, etc., contain palm oil.
Number 3, if a product's saturated fat content makes up more than 40% of its total fat content, it will almost always contain palm oil.
Number 4 is, ingredients with the word palm in them are palm oil or derived from the palm oil fruit.
If you're not sure whether a product contains palm oil, either type the product name into your search engine along with palm oil and scan the search results, or contact the company and ask if they use palm oil.
Number 6 is to avoid palm oil, choose products that contain clearly labeled oils, such as 100% sunflower oil, corn oil, and etc. oils. Heh. And those are 6 ways that you can avoid palm oil.
Mm-hmm. The last segment was from Gaim.com, so thank you to them.
This is quiz time, a segment in each episode where we quiz you on what we've told you in the episode. You better have listened closely.
So the first question is my question, and my question is, what can it be used in? I mentioned this in one of the segments, and there are multiple things, so you have a lot of choices. I'll give you 15 seconds to answer. So, the 15 seconds is over, I think. It was about 15 seconds, I think. And it can be used in instant noodles, pizza dough, bread, margarine, cookies, chocolate, ice cream, shampoo, lipstick, and more, which is absolutely terrible.
And if you had something different, you could just look it up in your search engine. Now on to my question. My question is, what animals are critically endangered? I'll give you 15 seconds. All right, that 15 seconds is up. Remember, you can always pause if you need more time. I'm going to tell you the answer right now. There are tigers, orangutans, and many more. Just go look them up on Google or your search engine.
Or you can go back to one of our segments because that's where we mentioned it.
Yeah. So that's the end of quiz time.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time on Make a Difference Montlake.